Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Earth to Protect, we explore new climate action arts project responding to the ecological, cultural, industrial and historical heritage of Cork's Glen River Park. The project, called Glaunafuka, referring to the fact the area was once known as Glen of the Spooks, aims to celebrate, protect and improve the water quality of the Glen River as it runs its course across the north side of Cork City. Initiated by multidisciplinary Cork-based artist Julie Forrester and delivered in collaboration with the Glen Resource Centre and the local authority water programme, the project aims to raise environmental awareness and promote active citizenship through a programme of creative offerings and activities that nurture a deep and responsible relationship with the park. Julie Forrester explains how the idea came about.
I began to be interested in all the layers of connection and all of the stories that people were telling me about the park, about its significance in their lives and the history of their families. And just there was so much that it kept on giving and keeps on giving. And I thought it would be interesting to bring out some of those stories in a project that is collaborative and working with people in the community to bring those stories forward and make a connection with the river. One of the important things is just how important the river is to us and how important wildlife and biodiversity is in this age of climate crisis as well.
With combined funding of €56,500 provided by Cork City Council, the Local Authority Water Programme, Local Creative Youth Partnership and Creative Climate Action Fund, Glaunafuka will explore the ecology of the valley through six artist projects over the course of a year.
We're going to begin with a project with Spoon and Bloom, who are Annie Forrester and Erin Ross, and they're a partnership. They work in making animations for people like the Peatlands Trust and all about the environment. They want to map the Glen. They're inviting people to come along and tell their stories about connections with the park and to map those down. So it'll be a drawing workshop and a walk and just sharing stories and exploring the environment as they go. And then they'll collect all of the stories that and all of the maps that people have made and create an interactive animation that will be available on the Glaunafuka website. There's a project that's already underway. Anne Dalton is doing a project with women's voices from the Glen and making poems about the interviews that she's conducted with these women about their lives and connections. And the other project that is beginning is Eleanor Rivers, Ordinary Gifts. So Eleanor wants to make real contact with the river and to recreate rituals, I suppose, rituals that we have from the past and from folklore, and just walk those through in the park with other people and create new rituals with the environment and with the water.
Julie Forrester says the conversation around climate change continues.
I stop all the time and talk to people in the park, and we look at the colour of the river, we look at the wildlife that isn't there anymore and some that is there. So there is a definite and palpable connection, I think, with climate change. And the project really is about keeping it upbeat while delving a little bit more into what we can do and how we can live with climate change. It's to keep the positivity going and to nurture that connection with nature that keeps us positive.
And how can people follow the project?
We have a website. We have an old website, but we have a new website coming. And the website is www.glaunafuka.ie, and Glaunafuka is GLEANNAPHUCA.
To learn more about the project, as Julie said, you can visit www.glaunafuka.ie or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when together. Ours to
Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.